Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Tuesday, June 10th, 2014. Getting into the week here, we've got lots of stuff to talk about today. I'm sure you can probably guess what our hot topic is this morning. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. A reminder that our guest in the third hour today is Dr. Peter Glidden from the Longevity company, and we're going to be talking about their supplements and depletion of soil and all the rest of the other issues. But obviously, starting right here at the top of the show, the gun grabbers are out there having orgasms. You know, Paul Revere is riding through the village. The gun grabbers are coming. The gun grabbers are coming. And we've had yet another shooting. All of a sudden, boom, every single day, another shooting somewhere, just hammering the point. Guns are bad. Guns are bad. Guns are bad. And this shooting is up in Oregon High School, and once again we have a dead student, and the shooter himself is also dead, so no questions can be asked. Same thing we had in Santa Barbara, same thing we had in Las Vegas. It's just a repeating pattern we are seeing over and over again, and there are simply too many of these shootings happening for this not to be a government false flag propaganda campaign to build support for a gun ban. Now, remember, the NDAA, supposedly, in theory, authorizes the government to use propaganda against you. And false flag attacks are a classic form of propaganda. And we have a president who claims the legal authority to kill any Americans he deems need to be killed, even if it's for a staged event. Remember, Roosevelt, when he goaded the Japanese into the attack on Pearl Harbor and didn't tell the Hawaii commanders, he made that conscious decision he needed a bunch of dead bodies floating around Pearl Harbor to anger the nation into war. So presidents will do this sort of thing. Now, getting back to the situation with the Las Vegas shooting, they're basically trying to link everybody into this thing. They're saying swastikas were found in the apartment of this husband-wife couple. And they're white supremacist and all the rest of this stuff. They're shoveling the bovine excrement with a bulldozer on this one. And I'm expecting to see articles on how this couple, they didn't trust vaccines. They opposed Obamacare. They thought GMOs were dangerous and they don't believe in human caused global warming. And, they're trying to basically take these shootings and use them to tarnish everybody who's critical of the government or who's pro-freedom and liberty. And they're just, the smear campaign is on. Fox News just keeps coming back to it. They're hammering this thing as hard as they can. Now, aspect of the Las Vegas shooting, Jared and Amanda Miller, that they're not talking about. These were known methamphetamine users. And methamphetamine can trigger violence even worse than an SSRI. But no, it's the guns. They hated the cops. The Gadsden flag and the rest of this stuff. And they're trying to make a big deal over the fact that this couple, Jared and Amanda Miller, were down at the Clive and Bundy Ranch. See how dangerous these people are. But we've got a statement now from Clive and Bundy's son that this couple had shown up at the ranch and were basically asked to leave because they were advocating violence. And it seems to me like these were agents provocateurs because they were going around attracting a lot of attention. And, of course, like anybody else who works undercover for the government, when they need to be conveniently dead, they'll be conveniently dead. That's a message to everybody listening to this show who works for the U.S. government in some undercover capacity. You are disposable. You are expendable. And it sounds like these two were agent provocateurs, and they were used to carry out this cop shooting. Then they themselves were killed, so that no questions could be asked. And the official story is glued in there. And we're already seeing all these articles out there where, they're terrorists. Anybody who questions the government, you're all terrorists. You know, there are 300 million terrorists in the United States of America right now, and we must do something about it here. Yesterday afternoon, they had another incident where a guy with an assault rifle was chased by police through North Hollywood, right near where Claire and I used to live. Now, he's still alive. They got him with tear gas. But it was just, again, it's happening way too fast. Now, yesterday, there was another story in Las Vegas of a police officer-involved shooting. But this one's getting no coverage. Because in this story, a Las Vegas cop shot his wife, also a cop, and his 5-year-old son in the head and then killed himself. And they're trying to find, you know, what made this 20-year veteran of the police force snap? Check his medicine cabinet. Now, just to show you how extreme this gun grabbing is getting, there's a story that I found over at misguidedchildren.com, and apparently it involves a guy named Goodwin, who was called by the principal of the school where his son went and asked to come on in to talk about a very serious offense by his child. And the offense was the kid drew a cartoon of the character Gru from the movie Despicable Me. And the picture shows Gru shooting ping pong balls at his minions. And the principal declared this picture offensive and even said it was sexually explicit. And we don't even know where that came from. Now, Goodwin said, look, this is harmless stuff. You know, we understand guns in our home. We have gun safety. You know, our guns are legally registered. I've got a gun permit. And this Goodwin shows the principal of the school his gun permit. Now, Goodwin did not have a firearm with him. He just had the permit in his wallet. Well, the principal calls the police on this guy. He's got a gun permit. He has a gun permit. Now, Goodwin was not arrested, but he is now banned from entering the school grounds unless he's dropping off or picking up his son. Then the police suspend his gun permit and confiscate all of his guns. He hadn't even touched them. That's how extreme the anti-gun agenda is. And this smacks right of this gun bill that Senators Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein are trying to introduce in the Congress, where if you are a legal gun owner and you have done absolutely nothing wrong, the police can still take your guns if somebody says they're uncomfortable with the fact that you have them. Now, if you are a gun user, a shooting enthusiast, a black powder enthusiast, whatever, you know that there are people in your circle of friends who are not 100% comfortable with the fact that you are a gun enthusiast, which means under this excuse, the police can just take your guns because somebody that you know, your cousin's wife's lawyer's secretary, chiropodist's, you know, is uncomfortable with guns. Therefore, we have to remove your guns so that they can feel comfortable. That's how extreme, how desperate they are. Now, many years ago, when the government was first starting to grapple with the reality that they could no longer lie to the American people with impunity because of the internet and the blogs and Usenet, there was an attempt by Senator Exon to pass an amendment to a telecommunications bill calling for government censorship and control on the internet. And it was preceded with a massive flood of pornography into the Usenet groups, which were sort of a forerunner of web pages. Now, there were areas in the Usenet hierarchy where that kind of thing was appropriate, but this porn was being flooded into cooking groups, basketry groups, flower arranging groups, and people would say, look, can you take this over to the area where it belongs? And the posters would say, I have a First Amendment right to put this wherever I want. And, of course, that made it immediately suspicious, and we checked the IPs where all this porn was coming from, and they all tracked back to government and military domains. And Exxon did his speechification showing the same pictures we were seeing pour all over the net. The amendment was voted through, and the flood of porn turned off like a switch had been thrown, which basically made it obvious this was a government propaganda operation to get what they wanted. Control of the internet. Forget that First Amendment stuff. And now they're desperate to get the guns. We ran a poll at whatreallyhappened.com. Do you think the sudden flurry of mass shootings, because that's the point I'm making with this Exxon story. All of a sudden we're getting them every single day. Every single day. There's no ramp up. It's just all of a sudden. Every single day there's another gun incident. And that calls attention to itself. So the poll question is, do you think the sudden flurry of mass shootings is gun grabber false flag propaganda? 94% said yes, it is. Now, when we come back from this next commercial break, what are they going to try and do with it? I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of gun control legislation about all this kind of stuff here. Will Obama try another end run around the Congress with an executive order? That is a question we need to be asking.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about this latest, very obvious propaganda campaign to convince Americans they have to give up their guns. Now, let me put this in a different context. We know that some people drive recklessly on the road, and they kill a lot more people than are killed by guns. But nobody is seriously saying we should take cars away from everybody, including the people who handle them safely, because of the actions of a few. We know there's a big problem with drunk driving. There are already laws saying you shouldn't be driving your car while you're under the influence of any chemical. And we know there are people who just get into periods of road rage. And let's deal with that problem, the drunk driver, the violent driver, and that's fine, well, and good, but you leave the law-abiding citizen alone. I mean, the reality is you're 600 times more likely to be killed by Obamacare than by a shooter with a gun. And, of course, the backside of all of these mass shootings is, had there been somebody present with a legally owned firearm, they could have stopped this thing. When police stop a mass shooting, an average of 18 innocent people are going to be killed. When a mass shooter is stopped by a citizen with a concealed carry weapon, the average number of deaths is 2.2. And remember, the courts have ruled that the police are not under an obligation to protect you from violent crime. Therefore, you have a right to protect yourself under that Second Amendment. The United States Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller that the Second Amendment reserves to we, the American people, the same weapons carried by the military. And common sense has to tell you we have a right to keep and bear arms equal, if not superior, to the weapons the criminals are getting from the Fast and Furious gun running program. But the propaganda is out there. The guns are bad. We have to take guns away from the people who aren't misusing them for the children, always for the children here. I mean, when you get to the point where Senators Boxer and Feinstein are saying that your guns can be taken away if anybody around you is merely uncomfortable, that's not even fighting crime. It's not fighting terror. It's just an excuse to grab the guns. So what is Obama going to do? Right now, in an election year, getting a gun ban legislation through the Congress is going to be very, very difficult. And I think the American people understand very clearly what's going on here is an attempt to create this climate of fear to disarm the law-abiding American citizen, leave us wide open to the criminals, wide open to the government when it comes to confiscate our gold and silver to save those poor struggling banks. So the next question is, will Obama try to carry out a gun ban via executive order? Now, remember, White House executive orders are binding only on the federal government. Obama can't sign an executive order that applies to ordinary citizens who are not employees of the federal government. But it seems very obvious right now. They're in a panic to find some way to take the guns away from the American people because they're looking at what a terrible time they've had in Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria and even the Ukraine because they're dealing with populations that have weapons. Okay. Now then, by the way, little story. This just came out in Time magazine just yesterday. A company in Oklahoma is now marketing bulletproof blankets for kids. Buy one of the blankets, give it to your kid to take to school. It'll stop 9mm ammunition and debris from tornadoes. Which sounds really good until you realize how heavy those things are and the kids are not likely to be carrying them to school here. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Elena in Georgia. Aloha, Elena. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. First of all, I want to say thank you for bringing truth out. And I hate liars as well as you do. And one thing I want to really to tell the whole public, the only guns we need to be afraid of is the guns which is carrying a law enforcement. Because one of the victims of the law enforcement's guns is my son-in-law, Ibrahim Tadashev, who has been murdered by FBI last year in Orlando, in his own apartment. He was unarmed. He was shot 3 times in the back, 3 in the left side, in his arm. And then it went re-entered from the arms to the body. That means the arm was not even up. He was not standing or fighting. And the last bullet was on top of his head. So he was murdered. And afterwards, 10 months later, there was a result, which is a report official, one of them from General Attorney Ashton from Florida, who basically cleared him up, like as always, basically. So FBI always innocent. They did always right. They were self-protecting themselves. And the only thing I want to say, these people dying, the young, innocent people dying, because they know what the government lying to us. And as well as my son-in-law, he knew that Brother Sarnaev didn't do that Boston bombing. They didn't do anything. They didn't blow up people in Boston. And that's why my son-in-law is dead. And another friend was kicked out of this country without even being violent persons, without being arrested, without doing wrong something, having green cards on hands. They were kicked off this country for no reason, just because they are witnesses. They knew those guys personally, and they could have been part of defense for Johar, who's been struggled with pain and so much torture in prison more than a year right now without being able to speak to public. And he was actually supposed to be dead. They were working hard to kill him in that boat. They didn't want him alive. They caught his throat. He could not speak to someone. They didn't expect to get him alive, as well as his oldest brother was killed. And that's what they're doing to people. They're killing them. Without guns, without shooting back, without any kind of evidence or investigation, and they just blaming on them like they are terrorists, and they threat for us, for all our country. But the real threat is our government. They are real threats. And for most of us right now, it's scary to open the door when law enforcement will knock on your door and ask for friendly conversation, as well as they did to my son-in-law. And he was such a nice guy, and he knew he didn't do nothing wrong. He opened that door. He let them in. And what does it end up? After 4.5 hours interview, they shot him 7 times in his own house. He was not under arrest. He had no guns, no knives in his hands. He never even had them. He never carried any gun. But he's dead. As many people as lately being dead or in prison for no reason. Just because they know the truth and they possibly can bring it up. They possibly can speak to media or to public. They have to be harassed. They have to be away from this country so they cannot give any kind of testimonies, which is will basically drop the authority of the government, of FBI or CIA. And that's what I'm worried about. I don't want to live in a country where I'm scared, I'm afraid of law enforcement behind my door with the guns and with a government ID. And basically they have a whole bunch of power so they can do anything, like you said. They can do anything they want to just because of Patriot Act. They can kill any of us. I'm a citizen of this country. I spent 6.5 years as active duty soldier in the Army. And I've seen those guys who came back from Afghanistan, from Iraq. Their life is destroyed besides their bodies. Physically they destroyed and mentally. And what did they do over there? For what? For make those bankers and politicians' pockets thicker, more money. That's what they were there for. Because they wanted to run that illusion that we have a terrorist threat. So we have to send our soldiers down there to fight that terrorism. And it's not true. I want people to know that it's not true. This is all lies. They're killing us. They're killing citizens, our kids. They're killing our soldiers for their own profit. They want to have more money. They have more power. And that's the only what they're doing to us. They throw the light about everything, like you said, about little every little day in our country. They lying and lying to us. And now they're saying, because the people carrying a gun, so we all under the threat. No, because the law enforcement carrying a gun, we under the threat. Okay. That's what I wanted to say.
Well, Elena, thank you. That's a very powerful phone call. We have to break, unfortunately, for a commercial, and we're going to let you go here. Please call back in the future. Okay, we'll be right back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. The country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
America, welcome back to our show here, and what a powerful phone call that was from Elena about what happened to Ibrahim Todashev. And we know the Boston bombing was a fraud, okay? And the clearest evidence of that, first of all, it appears that Tsarnaev brothers were undercover operatives for the U.S. government, who, when the government just needed a couple of convenient dead bodies, they got tagged, just like this couple in Las Vegas appears to have been agent provocateurs. And it is a reminder to those of you who are working undercover for the U.S. government, when they decide that you are the right size and shape for a dead body they need, they will kill you. They have a long track record of it. The reason we know the Boston bombing is a fraud is primarily because of the photographs of the Tsarnaev brothers at the scene where they're wearing gray backpacks. And when you look at the photograph of the remains of the pressure cooker bomb, it's in a black backpack with a white patch, which exactly matches the backpacks that were being carried by these guys in the tan pants and black jacket and backpack. It was like a uniform. If you saw them standing together, they were obviously a unit. So we have seen the government pull these false flags before. Oklahoma City, it's a long, go back and look at the history of COINTELPRO. They were doing this stuff all the time. Staged the riot at Disneyland to discredit the anti-war movement and so forth and so on. All right, we're going to, before I get to the phone calls though, I do want to make another point. We know this government executes people who have embarrassing information. Michael Hastings is a good example. But I'm in agreement that maybe the police ought to be disarmed because lately, as they've become more militarized, the number of innocent Americans wrongfully murdered by the police is skyrocketing. The last firm statistic we have here right now is since 9/11, the American police departments have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists have. All right, we're going to go to the phones. Dan in Washington, aloha. Dan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. So I just wanted to address the shootings and that. As far as the gun control debate and agenda goes anymore, I can't even address all. Every talking point has been addressed, analyzed, reanalyzed, gone over. The point I've got to is I carry a list in my phone of every country outside the United States that employs and believes in gun control, a phone number to their embassy, and I will give you contact how to get in a hold of them, and you are free to leave at any point you wish. You are terrified of everybody with a gun. Everybody with a gun is going to kill you. Everybody with a gun is after you. So that's a terrible way to live. I don't want anybody to live like that. So please feel free to leave and go to one of these countries. I don't see the point of changing the foundation of a country that was based on freedom of arms to satisfy one person or 10 people or 100 people. You are free to leave. No one is holding you here. Please just go. Have your utopia. I have a bad feeling you're not going to feel like it's working out quite like you thought it would when you got there, but that's not really my problem. No one's holding you here. Please feel free to leave. And that's all
right, that's a very, very good point here. And if you think the idea of the people not having guns and only the police and military have guns leads to a really stable, safe, healthy, happy society, just go back and study the history of Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union. Every country where the guns are taken away succumbs to dictatorship. And that's the agenda here as well. And remember, when you look at history's great genocides throughout the 20th century, all of them were preceded by a gun ban on the eventual targeted population. So that's what's going on here. I understand there are bad people out there with guns, both inside and outside the U.S. government. Okay? But there are bad people out there with baseball bats. There are bad people out there with hatchets and axes and knives. And you don't take hatchets and axes and knives away from law-abiding citizens because of the actions of some crazies, even if they're genuine outbursts of SSRI-induced violence, as opposed to something being set up by the government. All right, we're going to switch over to George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? George, are you there? Okay,
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Okay, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, the thing is about Dianne Feinstein's and Barbara Boxer's bill about if someone feels uncomfortable because they have a gun, because somebody has a gun, you know, they get taken away. Well, I got a counter bill for people like Barbara Boxer and, you know, Dianne Feinstein, who are affiliated with organizations that, you know, work against this country and trying to undermine the Constitution. And that is, since I feel threatened and uncomfortable because people like Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer in office, since I am uncomfortable and they're undermining my Constitution, since I feel threatened, they should be kicked out of office.
Well, I would absolutely agree with you that. And, of course, it's all hypocritical because Dianne Feinstein herself carries concealed. She has a concealed carry permit. She carries a gun in her little handbag. And her attitude is she's important and she has a right to have a gun, but you, the people upon which she and the political class are preying in the sense of predatory behavior for money, you shouldn't have guns because then you might actually say no to them, and that can't be allowed to happen. And, of course, that is exactly why the Second Amendment is there, to give the people the right to say no to a government that's gotten too big for its britches.
What?
Now, the reason... Go ahead.
I can tell you one thing. If Obama tries to do a gun ban by executive orders, that is something he bit off. He's going to bite off more than he can chew. He's going to choke.
Well, again, I am not personally advocating any violence here, but it does seem like the government is trying to push us into that kind of a situation. Maybe the same mistake the British made when they tried to confiscate the firearms. And that was the spark that triggered the American Revolution.
Well,
now,
I think if they try to provoke violence and start a shooting war, it's not going to be on a ground of their own choosing. I'll tell you that right now. You know how much they're going to be prepared for it? It's not going to be on the ground of their own choosing.
Well, I'll give you another aspect to this thing. I mean, look at what's been going on over in Ukraine, where we had this tyrannical government seize power in Kiev, and the first thing it did was order its soldiers and its police forces to go and slap around anybody who doesn't see things their way. And they got hit with massive defections. That's why they're bringing in all these hired mercenaries from Czechoslovakia and Poland and Z and Academy and the rest of that situation. The ordinary Ukrainian military and police forces are not supporting the government's move. And I would not be surprised if Obama issues an executive order saying, go on out and grab the guns. I think we may see significant portions of the standing military and the civilian police force saying, heck no, and say, we're going to be on the other side. And that's probably one of the reasons why the U.S. government has been trying to mass ban the Second Amendment rights of all returning veterans from the war zone, because they're an already trained military force that will be very difficult to deal with. And I don't want to see blood flowing in the streets of the United States of America, but apparently we're dealing with a government that's perfectly happy to trade the blood of our children for more gold in their pockets. And how bloody and violent this confrontation gets is entirely under the control of the federal government.
Well, you know, the thing is, the National Guard armories around here, what I've been told by an officer is they took those M16 rifles and they hid them in other places because the government was coming to take them.
I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, because the U.S. government was trying to take the M16 rifles, the ones that are already cased that they'll pass out. I mean, they're trying to disarm the National Guard because they don't trust them. If you look at the Battle of Athens, where did they get the guns? From the National Guard armory. That was something that was never told.
Well, you know, it's worth remembering that 80% of the American population own at least one legally owned, functioning firearm. That's a huge, huge number out there. All right. George, I'm going to let you go here. I know we got another caller waiting on the line, but I'm going to take you through the commercial break here. A reminder that the Second Amendment, and the reason the Supreme Court ruled in United States versus Miller that the subject of the Second Amendment is military arms, because the Second Amendment talks about the militia and free states. And when that was written, hunting weapons were a given fact of life. You couldn't limit those without causing people tremendous hardship and starvation. Even during the French and British wars, when the citizens' militia were basically dismissed, they were allowed to take their weapons with them, because if you didn't let them have their hunting weapons, they were going to starve that winter. It was just an automatic given. So the Second Amendment is about reserving to the American people military class weapons to hold off tyranny in government. If you go back and you read the writings of people like Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, that's what it's really all about. Reserving to the American people the right and the ability to say no when government is in the wrong, as it is very much clearly today. By the way, quick program note, Dr. Glidden is going to be with us in hour number two rather than hour number three. He's got his own radio show to go to, so we're moving our little scheduling and planning around here today. We'll be back after these words.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Elena, who was the caller in during the second segment of our show here, apparently has a YouTube channel. And we just put a link to that YouTube channel from whatreallyhappened.com so you can go in. Apparently she's got a bunch of stuff in there, and she's very vocal and very angry, and she has every single right to be, as do you. You know, anger and hate and rage are getting a bad rap. I mean, we're always hearing from the corporate media and the government, stay calm. Rage is bad. Hate is bad. Anger is bad. Anger has to be managed. Well, screw anger management. I am ticked off. We evolved to feel rage, anger, and hate against those who are a threat to ourselves, our families, and our communities. It's there for a reason. Embrace it. We're going to go to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, all the gun grabbers. Isn't it funny how they want to take the guns because of the children over here, but they ain't got a problem sending them over to the rebels, huh?
No, they absolutely do not, or giving them to the drug cartels down in Mexico and showering weapons and bombs and drone strikes. It's a complete hypocrisy. What's very obvious, I think, to all of us is the U.S. government is now very much afraid of the American people. We have awakened from that dream state that we were kept in for decade after decade after decade, and we see this government and financial system for what it really is, and we don't like it. It's not what the United States of America is supposed to be about.
Yeah, exactly. I think all these gun incidents is because they're in overdrive, because they know the dollarization is moving faster than they expected.
So it is.
You can tell. Look at all the deals, like, from the past year. It's just tenfold, moving so fast. I think they didn't expect that until maybe Barack Obama was out of the office.
But no, you're absolutely right. They're trying to figure out some way they can take the guns away from the American people before the economy implodes. or get a world war going as a distraction, because if the economy implodes and the American people are still armed, then we have that constitutionally protected authority to fire the government. Get them on out of there and say, look, skedaddle, take your ill-gotten gains, go off to the Cayman Islands and retire there, or we're going to start the country all over again on its original founding principles.
Did you watch that Mike Maloney at the Cambridge House financial discussion he had about how different countries and their currencies collapse? And everybody should watch that. I think
it's an inevitable pattern. Any time that you have a non-value linked currency, it gets inflated and it collapses. It's automatic. It's built in. The Congress and President Woodrow Wilson, when they voted through the Federal Reserve Act, knew it would lead to the ultimate destruction of this nation. But it was going to happen after they were out of office and dead and gone, and after lives of wealth and privilege and power and authority was somebody else's problem to deal with. Wilson even wrote in his own diary, "I have unwittingly ruined my country," which is a stunning admission for a president to make. All right, Dustin, we're going to let you go. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and Dr. Peter Glidden, and I want to get to a couple of other stories. Obviously, the situation in Ukraine is escalating, despite all the nice rhetoric of His Excellency Poroshenko. The heavy artillery barrage continues against Slavyansk. There's a video drive-through bombarded Semyonovka village by one of the Donetsk national representatives. It's a bombardment. They're hitting everything: schools, churches, cars. They're just flattening the place. And the reason it's counterproductive: the eastern Ukrainians are fleeing into Russia. They may not decide that they want to come back. And by the time Poroshenko is proving that he is such a tough guy and a strong leader, by destroying eastern Ukraine, he will have destroyed Ukraine's ability to ever repay all of those loans they're getting from the European Central Bank and the Federal Reserve and the IMF with which to carry this war forward. He's hoisting with his own petard. He's destroying Ukraine's ability to actually generate revenue with which to pay off all these debts. Another video, Ukrainian army killing innocent people in Lugansk. This is a video, cell phone video, walking around, just showing ordinary civilian non-combatants, including women, shot and bleeding. And this is where your tax dollars are being spent, while millions of your fellow Americans are sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash cans. Trillions to prop up the banking system. Prop up GM so that they can put out products that kill drivers, and all this money going into all these war zone areas and nothing left over for you, the American people. That tells you what the priorities of this government really are. Now, there's an article over in Information Clearinghouse about Poroshenko's message to Novorossiya and Russia, and basically looking at his speech, what he's basically saying is there will be no federalization, no state status for the Russian language. They established that when the Russian language is not allowed in Ukraine. Then they had to pull it back because of public outcry. Now they're going forward and saying, no, Russia is not a recognized language of Ukraine. No recognition of the Novorossian political leadership, full and unconditional surrender of the Novorossian defense forces, and Crimea will forever belong to the Ukraine. It's a declaration of war and an ultimatum. So Poroshenko is ready to invade Russia to take back Crimea. And we know the U.S. will just follow along, because the real goal here is to get into a state of war with Russia and China so the ruble and the yuan stop being a threat to the U.S. dollar. And they don't care how many millions of your kids are going to be killed and crippled in this war. It's all about protecting that particular piece of ink and paper. Russia today was over there at East Ukraine, and they're basically saying it's not becoming a war. It is a war. There's a full-on war on the ground in eastern Ukraine. And it was started by the U.S.-backed overthrow of the elected government of Kiev 3 months ago. That's where this is all coming from. The U.S. media said, oh, it's Putin's fault. It's all Russia's fault. The Russia's the bad guy. You know, we're the good guys, and Russia's the bad guys. And that's all you need to know. By the way, little piece of information has surfaced over in Op-Ed News. Ukraine's new president, and I use that term loosely given the massive amounts of election fraud that were uncovered in the Kiev elections here, used to work for the United States State Department. This is a repeat of what we had in Afghanistan, where the installed president of Afghanistan, Hamid Karzai, had previously been a consultant for the UNOCAL Corporation, who had gone before the United States Congress in the 1990s saying they won't sell us a pipeline right of way through Afghanistan for the price we want to pay. We want you to invade and change the government so we get the pipeline we want. And the U.S. invaded. The oil companies got their oil and gas pipeline, and Hamid Karzai got to be the new president. That's how this is all going on. So now we have a former State Department agent is the newly installed president of Ukraine. Apparently, and I scratched my head, but this was apparently over at the Times of Israel, where the Ashkenazis in Israel are now acknowledging they're actually the descendants of the Khazars and are saying they have a demand to be restored to Ukraine. It's just amazing stuff out there. Another article over at the Daily Sheeple refuting President Obama's lies, omissions, and distortions. Apparently, there is now a sorted, categorized list of over 600 lies told by Obama to you, the American people. And articles are starting to surface saying, obviously, he lied about this, and this is the reason why. Now, something that you're not being told by the corporate media, which is obsessing about all the flurry of shootings and Taco Bell's new burritos and the rest of it. You're not being told the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are not going very well because the Al-Qaeda forces, that's what they call anybody who doesn't like the United States, have captured Iraq's second largest city, Mosul. They've driven out the American-trained forces. So remember, Al-Qaeda in Iraq is bad, and Al-Qaeda in Syria are good. Just try and keep that sorted out. Going to take a break. We'll be back with Dr. Peter Glidden after these few words.